Chapter 3. The balloon slowly returned to Earth, the two Pegasus ponies flanking it. No pony spoke for a few moments, each trying to figure out the best response to what they'd learned. Applejack, being quite practical and not fond of awkward silences, was the first to express her feeling. "Well, don't matter how far away it is. It's got to be closer than 3 weeks worth of waiting for a potion. I say we go for it." "It's definitely not 3 weeks away," said Dash, touching down gently on her hooves. "In fact, at top speed I could probably make it there and back in 2 days. "Now hold up, Rainbow," said Applejack, stepping out of the balloon and trotting down the stairs. "I don't think it's a good idea for one pony to go all that way by herself." "So what, you want me to round up more Pegasuses?" Dash said. "I could definitely do that." "Hmm," she pondered. "Who owes me a favor? There's a Red Comet. I helped him win that hoof wrestling match with White D—" "I thought all the Pegasi," Rarity emphasized the correct plural, "were preparing to help with the planting tomorrow." Rainbow Dash blinked a few times. "Oh, yeah, that's right," she said. "How did you forget? That's what Plow Ponies Day always means. The start of the second round of spring plantin'," Applejack yelled. "They can't spare more than a few Pegasi. More than a few any pony, for that matter." "So what, you want me to go along with some Earth pony?" Dash said. "And what is wrong with Earth ponies?" Applejack growled, trotting right up to the sky blue Pegasus's face. "Well, they can't fly, for starters," Rainbow Dash growled back. "Zecor says Twilight's got 2 weeks, 2.5 if we push it." "I don't want to push it. I want to get that Benevilet as soon as possible, and I can't do that if I have to hang back and wait for some wingless pony to climb a mountain the hard way." "And what if you get there and you couldn't find any Benevilets?" the orange Earth pony retorted. "You ain't the gardening type, Rainbow. You don't know the first thing about looking for flowers." "They're bright purple. How hard can they be to find?" "And another thing, outside of Equestria means outside Princess Celestia's magical protection," Applejack said. "We live right at the edge of it here in Ponyville, and we still get our fair share of monsters. Out there," she motioned with her hoof to the west, "who knows what kind of horrible things are lurking." "Ooh, yeah," Pinkie Pie chimed in, bouncing between the two ponies. "There could be basilisks and bunny ips and balrogs and even world snakes." "What's a world snake?" Apple Bloom asked. The pink Earth pony gave her an enormous smile. "It's a snake as big as the world, silly." "Are you saying I can't handle myself out there?" Dash continued, pushing her snout into Applejack's. Applejack pushed right back. "I'm saying that you got a bad habit of jumping hoof first into situations without knowing what you're getting into. You ought to at least take some pony with you who's more careful." "Who? You?" Applejack stepped back a little bit. She noticed all her friends were looking at her. She honestly hadn't been expecting the conversation to go in this direction. Her? Leave Ponyville? Leave Equestria? That's not what she had been thinking at all. Applejack had spent her entire life in Ponyville. Except for one trip as a foal to Manhattan, she'd never traveled more than 40 miles away from Ponyville in any direction. The thought of galloping off into parts unknown was daunting. She almost couldn't wrap her mind around it. "Well, maybe not me." "You gotta go, Applejack," Applebloom said. "You'll be able to find the Benevilets in no time." "What about spring plantin'?" The orange Earth pony found herself fishing for excuses. "I gotta stay behind to make sure we were going to be expanding the South Orchard." "Big Macintosh and I can do all that, or we can wait until you get back," the small yellow pony said, now hopping excitedly on her hooves. "Applejack, you're the toughest and most dependable pony in Ponyville. If any pony can get the Benevilets in time, it's you." "In time," Rainbow Dash repeated. Her voice held none of the mocking superiority that should have laced it. She was deadly serious. "I don't think she can do it in time. I don't think any pony can do it in time without wings. We have 2 weeks, and in that time whoever goes has to get to the Archback Mountains, find the flower, and come back. That's a week to get there, and a week to come back, assuming the Benevilet is easy to find." She glared at Applejack. "Think you can run that fast, Applejack?" Twilight Sparkle was unsettled by this formulation. "Well, when you put it that way, maybe it would be better..." "Actually," Spike said, "I think I can help with that." Every pony turned around and glanced at the small purple dragon. They had quite forgotten he was there, and he'd helped them in that regard by remaining silent when he'd gone up in the balloon with them. "Spike, whatever do you mean?" Twilight asked. "Come on," he said, motioning them with his arm and setting off back into town. Spike ran as fast as his stubby legs could carry him, which wasn't much faster than a fast trot for the ponies, but they obliged him by keeping pace in his wake. He led them back to the library and then proceeded through the stacks of books and up the staircase, leading them to the room he shared with Twilight. The Lavender Unicorn followed him up the stairs, and the rest of the ponies hung back, glancing at each other and wondering what Spike was up to. "Spike," Twilight called, coming up to the top of the stairs, "what are you doing?" His voice came from deep in the room. It sounded like the closet. "Looking for some... Aha!" He suddenly vaulted out of the doorway to Twilight's room and bounded past her down the stairs. She followed him down and out onto the main floor of the library. He turned around to face the ponies, grinning. I can give you more time with this. He held up a small glass bottle with a cork stopper. An empty bottle? Fluttershy asked. Not for long, Spike said. He pulled off the topper, put the bottle to his lips, and breathed. A burst of gleaming fire shot into the bottle, the swirling flames quickly filling the small space. He pulled his mouth away and placed the lid on the bottle, pushing it down tightly. Then he held it up for them all to examine. The fire washed and bounced off the bottle's interior with a nervous energy. It changed color depending on when and from what angle it was viewed, sometimes appearing purple, other times bright green. This, he said, is the special fire I use to send messages to Princess Celestia. She also uses this fire to send her messages back to me. She has a repository of it in the Palace of the Sun in Canterlot. I've changed the magic in this flame to make it more like the stored fire the princess has. Instead of traveling to her, it will come straight back to me. Anything that this fire burns will be sent back through my mouth, just like the letters the princess sends from Canterlot. So if, when you find a bendaviolet, just open this bottle and make sure the fire comes out right on the flower. It'll send the flower right back here to me. That means whoever goes won't have to rush back, Twilight said. Oh, Spike. She was overcome with emotion. She nuzzled the small dragon so hard she nearly knocked him off his feet, her violet eyes blinking back tears. Spike laughed, wrapping his arms around his friend's neck. You're welcome. That means y'all can spend the 2 full weeks getting to the mountain, said Applebloom. She turned once more to her sister. Applejack, you can make it in 2 weeks. You gotta go now. But I... Applejack noticed that not just Applebloom, but Twilight Sparkle was now looking at her. The lavender unicorn had an eager, pleading look in her eyes. She was still struggling not to cry. But she smiled in relief as well. The thought of Applejack going on the journey clearly lifted her spirits. Applejack was surprised and humbled. How could she say no now? If Twilight has that much faith in me. All right, I'm going. Hooray! Applebloom cried with a leap. Thank you, Applejack, said Twilight Sparkle, smiling. Rainbow Dash narrowed her rose eyes. Fine, she said in a low voice. She trotted up to Applejack and once more stuck her nose into the orange earth pony's face. But if 13 days go by and we haven't reached the Archback Mountains at your pace, I'm going to fly the rest of the way at top speed and look for the bendaviolets myself. Applejack nodded. That sounds fine to me. It's probably a good idea, just to be safe. She gave the rainbow-maned Pegasus a smug look. Assuming you're coming, of course. What? Dash exclaimed, drawing back. Of course I'm coming. I have to come. I haven't heard you officially volunteer. Well, I'm officially volunteering right now, she cried, hovering off the ground. I'm going to the Archback Mountains with you. Okay. Applejack looked at the assembled ponies and Spike. Zecora, would you be willing to keep an eye on Twilight while we're gone? At my home in the forest I must stay, said the zebra, but I'll be sure to stop by at least once a day. Good enough, said Applejack. With Spike here too, I reckon 2 more of us ought to stay behind and help look after Twilight. That'll leave 3 of us to go. Applejack, Twilight protested. I do not need that many ponies playing nursemaid. Oh, Twilight, said Fluttershy, with something this serious you're bound to get worse. You shouldn't be afraid to take help. The horn rot will worsen and strike you down. In 2 weeks' time you'll do far more than frown, Zecora added. Fluttershy, would you be willing to stay? I don't mean to say that you wouldn't be a help on the road, but you're so good at taking care of critters. I understand, Applejack, said the butter-yellow Pegasus. I'll gladly help take care of Twilight. So we need 1 more pony for the trip, Applejack said. She considered the remaining 2 choices. She sighed. Well, I guess you can come, Pinkie Pie. Oh, boy, the pink earth pony cried, bouncing on her legs like they were springs. A real honest, real adventure? A perilous journey across dangerous lands of unknown terrors? A bold step beyond the familiar and into the extraordinary? She cocked her head and grinned. I guess I wouldn't mind going. Actually, Rarity said, I'd like to go, if you don't mind, Pinkie Pie. The rest of the group stared agog at the white unicorn. Why do you want to go? Dash asked. It's not some shopping trip. It's going to be dangerous, Rarity, said Applejack. Well, I know that, Rarity said, looking not at all pleased with what she was saying. But I feel that I must go. Twilight is in the danger she's in now because she was trying to help me. I feel the need to make it right. Oh, Rarity, I said it wasn't your fault, Twilight told her. But it is, at least indirectly. I have a debt that I must repay, darling, and I won't be dissuaded. Besides, she added with a smile, no pony in Ponyville has my eye for color. I'll pick out those beautiful flowers with no trouble at all. Binky nodded. Okay, Rarity, you can go. I'll stay here and keep the home fires burning. Now that I think on it, Applejack said, it might not be a bad idea to have you along, Rarity. Your talents could be useful, not to mention your magic. Just so long as you don't slow us down, Dash said. I assure you, Rainbow, that I'm more than capable of keeping up, Rarity answered. Okay, then, it's settled. Applejack stomped her hoof on the floor. Rarity, Rainbow Dash, and I will go to those Archback Mountains and get that Benevolet in less than 2 weeks. Twilight Sparkle smiled. Her heart was in her throat. Today had been such a wild ride of emotion. Peaceful, then violent, then tragic, and now, from her despair, a flame of hope had been kindled. She was still frightened, of course. She wasn't used to placing a problem in some pony else's hooves to solve. It had always been she who had tried to solve the problems of others, with her magic, with her intelligence, or with the knowledge she acquired through study. Now she had to trust others to help her, and if they failed, she would pay the ultimate price. "They won't fail," she told herself. "They're my friends, and they've never let me down before." "Thank you all so much," she said. She looked over her friend's head to the hole in the library's trunk, and the sunlight streaming through it. All the rest of Ponyville was out there, relaxing and having fun. She envied them. "But, I was wondering, do you think we could go back to the festival? I really did want to see it." Applejack nuzzled her. "Sure thing, Sugarcube. I can do my packing tonight. Let's go enjoy the sun while she's still up." The orange earth pony led the way to the library's door, the lavender unicorn by her side, and all her friends followed them into the afternoon light.